What about using some stones to help the blue energy center? Maybe a stone like lapis could be useful.
Lapis would be excellent, yes.
What about, you talked before about using lapis like in a steam, like in hot water to create a steam. Would that kind of steam be helpful in a sort of a healing or building energy capacity for that center?
Yes.
So, just to go over that just a little bit, I would boil some water and put different lapis stones in and just let that vapor, reach the blue center.
Yes.
Little lapis question, or crystal question, would, in terms of capacity of the stones, does it make that big of a difference whether I'm using several smaller stones or one big? Like, if the, let's say I have five small lapises and the volume of those five little lapises, are pretty much the same size as one big larger one. If I use the five small lapises at the same time, does it pretty much have the same energetic capacity as the big one? If other variables are pretty much the same, just in terms of them being like separated.
That depends.
Okay.
For as I have expressed previously, each stone is individual, and each stone generates its own individual resonance,
Right.
and therefore, although the qualities that the stones possess are the same, how they interact may be different.
Right. Yeah. So there's too many variables involved to really say in like if it would be similar or not.
Correct. What I would express is that if you are using this particular stone in a very particular capacity or a very particular job, so to speak, or action, and that more effective to use one stone rather than several. For the volume of stones in numbers does not necessarily increase their effectiveness as each one may be expressing differently, regardless that it is expressing the same quality.
Right, their combined energy might be less coherent than one big one.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. But I could still use, like for example, let's say I only have smaller ones. I could still use a bunch of smaller ones to do the healing vapor.
That was actually what I was referring to.
Oh, okay. So it would be more effective to get one bigger lapis to do that.
Yes.
Okay. What about using rose quartz in a bath, in water? Would that change the way it interacts with the body consciousness in removing unwanted energy?
In a manner of speaking, yes. For the water changes it. Water is a tremendous conductor.
Yeah.
And water absorbs energy considerably. And therefore, yes, I would express that in combination with a rose quartz, its action being to absorb energy also. The water being a conductor of energy would enhance that action.
Oh, so it would then become more effective to maybe reach the whole body that's in the water to, you know, remove that unwanted energy.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And it will likely generate the action more quickly.
Mm-hmm. I see. And would using lapis in a bath, would that also, spread the property of lapis to the whole body of water?
Yes.
So that would become then very calming and soothing.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Are the stones, they're not being degraded, like these two stones, lapis and rose, if I put them in the water, they don't become degraded over time for being used like that?
No, not unless the water is continuously moving. If the water incorporates a current,
right,
then yes. But that process also is considerably slow. Therefore, it would require a considerable time framework to be eroding of the stone itself and to be diminishing its properties or its qualities. It would incorporate a considerable time framework to do that, and it would require a body of water that does incorporate a current, and not only a current by itself. Therefore, as you are aware, you incorporate what you would term to be man-made currents, mm-hmm. such as in pools.
Yeah.
That would not necessarily generate that action. For in what you term to be natural situations, in a body of water that incorporates a current, such as a stream, a brook, a river, an ocean, even some lakes that are large enough that do incorporate a current, these bodies of water do not only move water.
Right.
But it's that current, what creates the erosion is that with the movement of the water, there are tiny, tiny particles of sand or sediment that is continuously moving with the water. And that is what creates the erosion, not merely the water itself. Water moving or incorporating a current with no particles would require likely 10 times as much time to erode a stone than water that is naturally moving with a current.
So it's not an issue in a bath. Yeah.
No, not at all. I would express that you could incorporate the same stones that you possess now. Mm-hmm. And you could be engaging them in a bath for the rest of your life, every day, and it would not alter the stones.
All right. Thank you.